Ode to Josephine, an executor's tale. Moira Morrissey Cummins. Her eyes looked out, but she could not see. Her face alert, listening. Her body engaged, waiting for a sound, a voice, a scent. She hid her blindness well. Now that I recall, she verged on vagueness. "That color suits you," she would say. "Or your hair is nice today." Her focus always deflected. She was skillfully complimentary. Childlike with visits, her happiness infectious. She was an intelligent woman who could converse on any subject. Listening to the radio was her life. Forever questioning, interested and engaged, she was a gentle soul, naive in her kindness. A smiling disposition, she adored her family. With no children of her own, she followed the lives of her nieces and nephews. She was the aunt of all aunts. She lived in hope that someday she would return home to Ireland. On a dark November day, at the age of 90, she slowly passed away. We took the boat to Fishguard, time to bring her home. At a church service in Wales, after a lifetime of living there, we were the only mourners. Finally at home, at her funeral in Cork, family and friends gathered to say goodbye. As they passed by her coffin, touching her hands, her face, loving gestures, I silently wondered why they did not touch her when alive. An occasional visit would have made her day, her weeks, her years, for she loved them so much. There was something for everyone in her will. After the funeral, while cleaning out her home, I found her diary. Her name on the front, the word private underlined. I opened it, reading snippets on macular degeneration. It is a diary of a woman's struggle, her fears and realities of going blind. A life with an alcoholic husband. A wife beater. My eyes welled up with sadness when I thought of her isolation, so many years of darkness. Seeing the deterioration in her words written on the page. And of Uncle Bill, his military beatings when drunk. A diary of 30 years. Of gradual stages of blindness, her life's secrets held in my hands. I held it close to my heart. I continue to hold it close, remembering her beauty, happy to have at least brought her home.